Hello, this is Bill Murray. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy New Year, and Happy Groundhog Day.
I'm Nora Jones.
Greetings, mutants and minions. Alice Cooper here. Yes, that Alice.
This is Skitter Davis.
Hi, this is David Arkenstone. You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music, which is going on right now, depending on when you're listening to this, of course. It's hard for me to believe that this year is the 41st anniversary of Ghostbusters. That movie hit theaters in the summer of 1984 and has spawned, so far, 3 sequels, a reboot, 2 animated series, plus video games, board games, comic books, clothing, and a lot more. Oh, and music. And since it's October, I thought I'd delve into the music of Ghostbusters, much of which you'll hear on the Sounds of Halloween. We have to start with Ray Parker Jr. and the theme song, Ghostbusters, which was a number one hit back in 1984. The other two singles from the soundtrack were I Can Wait Forever by Air Supply and Cleaning Up the Town by the Busboys. The Busboys song is another one you'll hear on the Sounds of Halloween, as it specifically mentions the Ghostbusters and ghosts. James Last and David Essex were two of the more popular covers that followed that movie's release, though there were 8 or 9 others. Then, in 1989, came Ghostbusters 2, featuring a new version of Ray Parker Jr.'s song, this time by Run DMC. On Our Own by Bobby Brown was the other single from the soundtrack, which also featured songs from New Edition, Elton John, Glenn Frey, and Oingo Boingo. In a scene near the end, and I guess this is a spoiler if you haven't seen this 36-year-old movie, when the Ghostbusters get the Statue of Liberty to walk, the song Higher and Higher is played, as it was briefly in the earlier toaster scene. This version isn't Jackie Wilson, though. It's a newly recorded version by Howard Hunsberry. Lots of versions of the song Ghostbusters were released between this movie and the 2016 reboot, and that includes versions by Andrew Gold and Bowling for Soup. In 2016, the soundtrack for the Ghostbusters reboot included versions of Ray Parker Jr.'s song by Pentatonix, Walk the Moon, and Fall Out Boy with Missy Elliott. The soundtrack also included Ray Parker Jr.'s version, as well as songs by Mark Ronson and 5 Seconds of Summer. Not together, as well as DeBarge's song, Rhythm of the Night. Before the next movie in 2021, more artists covered the famous song. Pomplamoose and Tessa Violet included it in their Monster Mashup in 2018 that also included Thriller and Monster Mash. A year later, Peter Hollins included Ghostbusters in his Halloween Hits medley, which also included 8 other spooky songs. In 2021, the next film, Ghostbusters Afterlife, was released. Its soundtrack was only the film score, with no new versions of the hit song. The movie did include Ray Parker Jr.'s version of the song at the end, along with McKenna Grace's song, Haunted House. Between this movie and Frozen Empire, the song was covered again, this time by the band First to 11, in 2023. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire came out in 2024. Once again, the movie's soundtrack was just the film score. Ray Parker Jr.'s version of the song is once again heard during the credits. And Japanese girl group Atarashi Gakko, and forgive me if I'm massacring the name of that group, they released a track called Ghostbusters Frozen Summer as a collaboration with Sony Pictures Entertainment Japan. About a year ago, it was confirmed that a sequel to Frozen Empire was in the works, but of course, no word about any music. And that's about it. Secondhand Songs lists about 100 different versions of the song Ghostbusters. And I didn't have a chance to go into all of those here, and I don't really have the time to play them all on the Sounds of Halloween. It just leaves a little bit more for you to discover on your own. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Halloween spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on that, scroll around and find your favorite, then click on over and subscribe. And that way you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the send us a text message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.